Okay, good morning, everybody. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I've given you a handout, but I know that some of you will also want to take your own notes because you want to practice your note-taking skills. But I've given you, on one side, a timeline. So we're going to go back today 2,000 years. And I know that you've also done a reading about this topic before the lecture. So a lot of the content will be very familiar to you. So it should be easier for you to take notes. And if I ask questions, you might already be able to answer my questions because you already have some knowledge about the topic. All right. So have it on this side to begin with. And at the end of the lecture, I'll ask you to talk in pairs about the content and then turn over and see if you can answer the questions using your notes to answer the questions. So the title of my lecture today is Heinz 57, The History of English and the Rise of English as a Global Language. I know that John Slatt gave you a lecture on English as a Global Language. Is that right? You've had one? Oh, he's going to. So the end of my lecture will lead on to what John Slatt's going to talk to you about next time. So there'll be a link. And I've called my lecture Heinz 57 because English, as you've already read, is not a pure language. I don't think there really are any pure languages in the world, but English is definitely not a pure language. English, in fact, has borrowed from over 350 languages in its history. So it's a variety of many languages. Some people say it's like a dog, a mongrel dog, a dog that's been made up of many different dogs. The English language is like that. And by looking at the history of the English language, we learn about the history of the English people. The two things are closely connected. So in fact, today, we're not only learning about language, but we're learning about history. And the fact that English has borrowed words from over 350 languages has been viewed differently throughout history. So, for example, in Shakespeare's time, people were very angry about words which were not, they thought, original English words, words which came from other languages. They didn't like them. During times of war, for example, World War II, German words were, they tried to remove German words from the English language, but as we'll see from the lecture today, that was very difficult because the basis of English lies in Germanic languages, so it was very hard to remove all German words from the English language. So we're going to go on a journey throughout time, go back 2,000 years to the present. So let's start with, so you already know, I think, from your reading, who were the original people living on the British Isles? Who were the first people? Can anyone answer that?
The Celts.
Yeah, or the Celts or the Celts. Yeah. So let's think about them. So the original Britons. So the Celtic people were not only in Britain; they were widespread over much of Central Europe. They were found in Spain, France, Ireland, and actually, in France, the Celts were known as the Gauls. This was the name of the Celtic people living in France. And this is a very famous cartoon character. Do you know his name? What's it? It's Asterix. So he's a very famous Celtic person from France. But let's go back. So what were the Celtic people like? What do we know about them? Well, we know that apparently they were very beautiful people. They had, a lot of them had blonde hair. And if it wasn't blonde, they would try to make it blonder by adding white powder. And they tied their hair back like a horse in a long tail. So they were quite stunning, attractive-looking people. And they were headhunters. So when they killed their enemies, they would cut their heads off and stick them on poles. And they believed that the heads would scream if the enemies were attacking them. So they were quite warlike people. They were polytheistic. What does that word mean? You've studied, I'm sure, prefixes and roots of words. What does polytheistic mean? What does poly mean when we put it in front of a word? Can anybody? P-O-L-Y? What does that mean when we put that in? Like polytechnic?
More than one.
Okay. And theo, T-H-E-O, is connected with God. So polytheistic means they worshipped many gods. They believed in many gods. That's quite important in the history of the English language, as we'll see a little bit later, because there'll be a change in the country. And they worship the sun. We've got the sun, and the place that they worship the sun, famous place, I'm sure some of you have visited this place. What's it called? Stonehenge, yes. So the original people were Celtic, and they spoke Celtic language. And there is some of this language still remaining in the English that we speak today. couple of words I've chosen, you might be surprised. Ambassador, we think, is a French word, but actually that has Celtic origins, ambassador. And budget is also a Celtic word. So there are some words remaining in the English language from the Celtic language, but not many. All right? So those are the Celts.